Hi, Channel 10, CES 2008. I'm here with Jim from Sanyo. We're at the Sanyo booth. Now, we're going to talk about projectors. Now, if you're a gamer, Xbox 360 gamer, even a PC gamer, and you want to get a really big, high-definition, big screen up on the wall, you can go for LCD, you can go for plasma, you can go for a CRT, but you can also go for a projector. Jim, thanks for being on Channel 10.
Hey, absolutely. Thanks for having us.
I understand that Sanyo's got some really cool projectors. You've got some entry-level ones, and you've got the Z2000, and these are really big pictures, right? We can go greater than 150 inches. We can go 200, 300. 300 inches, is that right?
Sure, we go up to 300 inches wide from a very short throw distance.
And now, if I'm a gamer and I want to buy a projector, what should I be looking for in terms of specs?
As far as space for my room, you mean?
Well, in terms of, I've got an apartment or a house and I want to plug in my Xbox 360 and I want to go buy a projector, I walk into the store, what should I be looking for on the box in terms of specifications on the projector?
Oh, okay. As far as key features go, I think the gaming community has been a big proponent of the HD standard. And many of the new games are coming out in 1080p resolution.
Right.
So I would say if I'm going to migrate soon to the new PlayStation 3 or Xbox 360 standards, I'd look for projectors that actually had a native resolution of 1080p.
Right. Okay, and so one of the projectors you're showing here is the Z2000.
Yes.
Can you tell us about that?
Well, the Z2000 is the first 1080p projector from Sanyo on the home theater side. Sanyo is basically one of the world's largest producers of LCD displays and projectors.
Mm-hmm.
We've produced 1080p projectors mostly on the commercial side, large venue projectors, real high brightness projectors for church and worship and commercial and cinema applications. But this is our first for home theater. So what we've done with the Z2000 is we've tried to integrate specific features that are going to make it more user-friendly for a greater audience. One of those would be is our incredible new lens shift feature. Lens shift allows you in a very small space, like an apartment or a dorm room or a smaller living room, to be able to have a real big, big, giant picture. And many times you're also restrained with where can I put the mount the projector in this small room? You don't want to have it hanging out of your ceiling.
Right.
And you're maybe if you're trying to put it in a more than convenient place,
yep.
Our lens shift feature allows you to be able to place it way behind you, on a coffee table, below you. And not only can you do that, place it there, but you can do that without doing any kind of image correction, digital image correction.
Right.
What digital image correction does is it actually loses resolution. So with our optical lens shift function, you can give the best resolution, but you can basically place the projector anywhere in your room and still have a great picture.
And you can actually have it off-center too, you were saying before. So instead of having the projector immediately in the kind of the middle, the apex of the
correct.
Of the image, you have it to the left or to the right, and then it'll actually correct itself?
Yes, exactly. It will. It won't correct itself. There's a little toggles on it
right,
that actually
okay.
Optically will be let you correct it yourself. And it's real easy to operate yourself, too.
And which models is this feature available on?
It's basically available on our Z2000 for our home theater line, yes. That's the only one.
Okay, and you said there was an entry level, too. So for gamers looking for more of a budget projector, now, this is not 1080p, but it does do 720p?
It's 720p. It's called the Z5.
Okay. And what does that start from, retail price?
That's approximately, I believe it's $999 right now, between $999 and $1,500.
Okay, and the Z2000?
It's suggested retail price is $29.99 in the USA, but we also have a special offer that we have running now, $300 off too. So I would say the street price right now with the Z2000 is about $2,500 US.
So Jim, we're standing here behind the ultra short throw projector. Can you tell us about that? How does it work?
This is the Sanyo XO50. The XO50 was designed for applications where we actually needed to put the projector very close to our wall,
right.
And it also give us additional flexibility in how we could use it as a projector or a presentation device.
Now, how much space does it need to be able to throw a big picture? Because normally projectors, you think about having to place a projector, a good couple of meters or, 10, 15 feet away from the wall. What do we need for this one?
We just need a few meters. It's 3 inches away from the wall. That'll give you up to an 80-inch diagonal picture in a 4:3 aspect ratio.
So a 3-inch gap between the projector and the wall gives you an 80-inch picture.
Right, and it gives you that 80-inch picture without any kind of distortion from the picture standpoint. No keystoning, which is this what kind of look
right.
you'd normally
yep.
get, or actually without any keystoning or image error as well.
So is this a product that could be appealing to people that live in either a small apartment or have constraints to where they could actually place a projector in their house?
Oh, absolutely. It gives you a lot more flexibility as far as placement goes. And also, we found that there's a lot of creative people that are using the projector to put images in places that we could never have done before.
So like a projector in the bathroom if you want to play your Xbox while you're sitting on the john.
Exactly.
Very cool. Yeah.